My personal life of inspiring me to do more for Christ. Thank God for you, Brother Pastor. God bless you. And it's good to be with you on this wonderful occasion. Tonight, the Lord willing, at 6 o'clock tonight, I want to speak on the magic of a name. The magic of a name. I want you to come tonight. Now, if you'll come tonight and bring someone with you and not here this morning, I want to give you a copy of one of my books, give you a choice of one or two or three. I'll have them all here and give you one tonight. And that'll be my gift to you if you bring one tonight who is not in this morning hour. All right, then be with us tonight at 6 if you will. Monday evening, I may want to speak on the revival America needs. The revival America needs. And we do need revival, don't we? And what is the one we need so badly? And so plan to be with us, if you will, all hour. Open your Bible out of John 1. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. But as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, what is the most important day of your life? Think of it. The most important day of your life. The day of graduating from school, elementary, high school, college, seminary, whatever it might be. Important, yes. Maybe your marriage. That was an important day for you. The most important day maybe for you of your life. It might have been when someone gave you a certain position in life of service, maybe of church, school, state, whatever it might be. And it might be that a big important day to you when someone gave you a large sum of money, when you inherited maybe a large sum of money. That may be count an important day. The most important day of your life. Think of it. My dear friend, think of it, please. The most important day of your life was the day that you accepted Christ as your Savior.
Amen.
Amen? Now you think of that. I say it again. The most important day of your life was the day that you accepted Christ as your Savior. Now think of that. The most important day of your life. The day when Christ came into your heart. The day that the Holy Spirit entered your life as your salvation. And you have Him now indwelling you. And this day when you accepted Christ. Now the most important day of the life of the Apostle Paul was when he got saved on the road to Damascus. That one single day, converted, saved, born again, the Holy Spirit came in his heart. He was changed, he was transformed, he became a new creature, he was born again. And for you, the same way. Your salvation is the most important day in your life. Now think about it again. Now don't neglect that salvation by indifference or carelessness or lukewarmness. But build that salvation of joy in your heart by faithfulness to Christ, living for Him and exalting Him. Now, many important days, graduate from school, elementary, high school, college, seminary, whatever it may be, maybe inheriting money, all of that. But all of that falls in the background when you think of what God has done for you. Your salvation, young man, young woman, mother, dad, young or old, no matter who you are. The most important day in your life, the day that you accepted Christ as your Savior, you were born again. Now, what about it? Number one, you were guaranteed eternal life. By that day of accepting Christ, number one, you were guaranteed eternal life. I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
Pastor, you're going to live forever.
Yeah.
50 years now? No, that's just nothing.
That's right.
Compared to all you have. Wait a minute. I have everlasting life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. And we have a life in him. We're new creations. And by this one act of receiving Christ, we have everlasting life given to us. If you're here this morning lost in your sin and away from God, and you need Christ today, come to him and receive life everlasting given to you in one single act. And I guarantee this on the basis of the Word of God. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Eternally saved. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Never perish. And the most important day of your life, no matter what age you may be, no matter how much money you've made, no matter what fame you may have acquired, the most important day, the day that you were born again. Now think of that. And that's the important thing of it all. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of himself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Confusion of this day, confusion. Salvation by work, salvation by church membership, salvation by baptism. They preach almost everything on radio and television. You see it all coming out. But wait a minute. There's salvation one way, by faith in Christ.
Right.
Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Number one. Number two. What is the most important day of your life? The day that you received the Holy Spirit. When you were saved, he came in. Are you listening? You have him now. If you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit indwelling you at this very moment. He's there to guide you. He's there to comfort you. He's there to strengthen you. He's there to aid you in all of your work. You're never alone. He's with you. The Holy Spirit. And you received him. Now, that's the second thing that happens by receiving Christ. You receive the Holy Spirit who indwells you to comfort you, to empower you, and to bless you. Paul said, and be not drunk with wine or with excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That means surrender to the Lord. That means let God take over. Let him have your life. Let him fill you and empower you. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And God wants you to have that, Christian friend. You just say, I'm a saved, born again now. He wants you to be completely surrendered and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, many Christians are filled with self and pride and ego, and they fail to come to this place of letting Christ take over. And God wants you to be empty of pride and empty of the world and empty of selfishness, that the Holy Spirit might fill you and empower you and bless you and make you what he wants you to be. Now, this should be the concern of every Christian. If you're saved, born again, then you should say, Dear Lord, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want God to fill me, to empower me. You have him now, now let him have you completely. Surrender your life to him. Don't walk alone. Don't work alone. But say, Oh God, I know you're with me. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's number two. Number three, by receiving Christ, you receive the ability to understand his word. May I repeat? By receiving Christ, you receive the ability to understand his Holy Spirit given word.
Amen.
That's a great thing. This is God's great book. The greatest book in all the world is the Bible.
Amen.
And this is understood by those who are indwelt by the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit interprets for them the holy word unto them. And you should say, I rejoice that I have a salvation. I know that Christ will enable me to understand his word. Heretical teachers everywhere. False teachers on radio and television. False messages going out by paper and by book around the world. But the great message is the message of Christ. And we have that. And when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have an understanding of the Word of God, for the Holy Spirit is there to interpret for you. He will aid you to understand. Now, many denominations exist on the ignorance of their followers. They encourage their ignorance and make them believe in their denomination by belonging to their church that heaven is real, but not so. Some believe that baptism will save. No, not so. Good works will save. No, not so. But you've got to read the Word and know that we're saved by grace, and the Holy Spirit is in us to interpret the Word of God to us and to guide us. Now read your Bible from cover to cover. Read it all. Did you know something? Most people have not read the Bible through. Did you know something? They've never read it through. I know. I've talked to thousands. I've heard the confession of many of them. Have you read your Bible from cover to cover? I said, all of it. All of it. The whole Bible. You should. This is God's Word. His holy Word. And read and let God interpret for you and give you what you have need of. Now, by receiving Christ, you have the guarantee of eternal life. By receiving Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit indwelling you. By receiving Christ, you receive the ability to read and understand the Word of God. I have a fourth thing. By receiving Christ, you receive the commission to go and tell others. A commission, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And we're to be going and be doing. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I'm commanded to go with the Lord, and he has commanded that he will be with me, and he has promised that he will. I have a commission given unto me from God. I want to be ready to follow and do his will. Now, talk about the Lord. Let yourself be filled with the Spirit of God. Young man, young woman, mother and dad, be filled with the Spirit of God. Be surrendered to the Lord. Say, Lord, fill me and empower me. And I want his power upon my life. I want God to use my life. Now, are you listening? The most important day in your life was the day that you got saved. The moment that you accepted Christ is the most important moment in all of your life, no matter how long you live or what you do. The most important moment, the moment that you receive Christ. For when you receive Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Right.
He indwells you. When you receive Christ, you receive the Bible, and the promises of this word are yours. What God has promised, he will fulfill and give you every single bit of it. And you can rest upon that. And all of it by your acceptance of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Back up with me a little bit. I was 14 years of age, Louisville, Kentucky. I'd been around some. At 14, I'd already finished 2 years in high school. And I thought I knew it all. But at 14 years of age, a young man came by my door. He said, let's go to the Sunday school. I said, no, I don't go. My family doesn't go. We don't care about Sunday school. He said, come on. I went with him. 14 years of age, big overgrown boy. I walked back in the back classroom. And a lady came in to teach a class of boys. A lady. Mrs. Daisy Halls. And she taught the lesson. But here's how she began. She said, how many of you boys have already accepted Christ as your Savior? They put their hands up. I looked at them. I didn't know what it was all about. I didn't know a thing about it. Never been around a Sunday school church. And then when she looked at me, she told me how to be saved by simple faith in Christ. And I heard the message from a lady Sunday school teacher in a boys' class. And I said, that's what I need. And I listened one Sunday, came back the next Sunday, and I received Christ as my Savior. I knew I was saved. I knew it then, I know it now. And all of the years that have gone by. And I rejoiced in the salvation, but I knew if I was born again. By simple faith in the Son of God. Not by church membership, not by baptism, not by good works, but by my own simple faith in Christ. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And I received him. Now do you know you're saved? Do you know you're born again? Do you, my friend, young man, young woman, do you know you're saved? Can you say, I've been born again by the faith in Christ? No, you say, I haven't. And they said, here's the day. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And God will save your soul. But as many receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed. How many of you can say this morning, I know that Christ is my Savior. I know that Christ is my Savior. Can you say it? Be honest. Don't you lie to God. Don't lie to God. I know that I'm born again by faith in Christ. He's my Savior. If you're saved and you know it, would you raise your hand, please? Are you sure, young man? Are you? That's it. Need to put them down. Saved by simple faith in Christ. You have received him as your Savior. He's your Savior, Lord, and Master. He's your coming King. He's coming again. But without Christ, you have nothing. You're lost. Hell is your portion unless you receive Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll speak now to the hearts of all here in this building who are not saved, that they might come to the Lord Jesus this morning, this hour, and be born again. And we pray that you'll help those of us who are saved to say, Lord, we surrender our all to you. We want your will to be done. We're grateful for the blessings of God. We want to surrender to you, your will to be done in our lives. Bless and have your way. This invitation, in Jesus' name, let's stand together, please.